and welcome to the CA Reading Society podcast. I am your host, Zio.
I'm Meg.
I'm Pirate, also a host.
That wasn't me. I would like to point out that was Zio.
That was a Jeff Dunham reference.
It was Jeff Dunham. Uh-huh. If you don't know Ahmed.
If you don't know who it is, look it up. He's hilarious.
Now I get it.
It's Ahmed.
All right.
So this is we're in June, guys. We've got 8 days of school left.
And in case you can't tell, we're all a little bit loopy.
Just a little.
I have senioritis, really bad. So.
Oh yeah, Meg is a little bit.
I'm blaming the rest of ours loopiness on the stress of the fact that we're all gonna die.
I'm not loopy.
That's a load of pizza.
I love pizza.
Everybody likes pizza.
Except for Maniac McGee. And that's a book, so it's totally on topic. Alright, so let's get on with our topic since we have three of them today. We are just jumping all over in June, I guess, because...
We're gonna start with what to expect in your next year's English class, because I feel like that would be a good thing to start
with. Yeah, I suppose so.
Alright, that sounds
just
like a good
thing. For all the 9th and 10th graders that are coming in next year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mention a couple of books that I've read in my 12th grade year, so that you can know what to expect.
We'll just mention stuff we've read in our English classes throughout the years, even if they're, like, not conventional English classes like creative writing or three and legends.
So ACE courses.
So if you're in middle school, you're not going to read these. You have to be
unless
in
you're
high
in ninth
school.
Grade.
So I don't
unless
know why a middle schooler's grade. Listening to this. But anyway.
Because it's awesome.
Because
obviously.
We're amazing. All right. Why wouldn't you listen?
Let's start with anything from ninth grade, guys. What do we have on there from ninth grade?
Old Man in the Sea.
By Ernest Hemingway.
Good job.
I went to Key West, saw the bar where he used to frequent. Went in and
the old
ate
man
lunch.
Or Wait. Ernest Hemingway?
Ernest Hemingway. Apparently, he drank a lot. Just saying.
Okay. That one's really boring. Don't read it.
Zio's making it's hand gestures so... at the microphone. We will try to interpret.
I'm trying to remember something. Who wrote
Bat?
Shut up.
Bat here. Batman.
Giant shark! Which leads to Old Man in the Sea because.
There's a
I'm sorry, Zio.
Fishy.
I hate you. Okay, who wrote Great Gatsby?
F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Yes,
that's
wasn't
10th
there,
grade.
Wasn't there a rumor that he and Ernest Hemingway were gay together? Or F. Scott Fitzgerald's wife was convinced they were gay?
F. Scott.
Zio, you're fired.
No, I don't believe there was.
I think there was. I really feel
well,
like that
I'm
was.
I'm sure there was. Let's get back on topic now. Another thing we typically read in ninth grade, at least that I read, was The Taming of the Shrew by Shakespeare.
Oh, I love Taming of the
that
Shrew.
Was,
that was really
that
funny.
That was actually really
the
funny.
Movie traumatized me.
Let me guess. It was the Penguin Chorus, wasn't it?
Penguin Chorus?
Have you seen that?
It's gonna be okay.
We
watched like this play thing of like way back then.
Yeah, with
and it was like
it was really funny, but it was really weird.
And then of course we have Mr. Sisson,
of course,
in ninth grade,
weirdest teacher ever,
who just makes these really sarcastic, funny comments that just traumatize your life. But they're so funny, so you don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was actually a really, surprisingly, a really fun thing to read in English class, which doesn't happen that often.
I feel that Shakespeare is a really, really fun to read, but you have to see it first. You can't just read it. I don't know of anyone. I mean, I'm sure there
or
are
you
people,
need to read it
but,
as you're watching it, otherwise it doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I personally do not know of anyone who can just sit there and read Shakespeare. I've tried. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I can't understand it. I don't know the language that well. It's just weird. It's like a completely different language. But if you're watching it and you're reading, or if you watch it first, then it makes sense. Like Macbeth. If we're moving on 10th grade now.
No. Actually, I have another book for 9th grade. Fahrenheit 451.
The fun book about...
Book.
Okay.
No.
The fun book is about burning books.
That book is banned from
all
this
all
room.
All of us hate it.
Exactly.
It was so bad.
It is bad.
It was interesting.
No, it
was
do not speak
it was
of the blasphemy.
It was interesting, like, change. Like,
it was interesting, and the idea of what could possibly happen in the future was interesting.
It scared me.
But the book itself, I felt, was very dry, and the...
It was scary.
Was it about to burn? I'm sorry, that was
no,
awful,
that was
guys.
Really
I'm better with silence.
Really
I'm better with silence.
But it just wasn't a good book. Like, the ideas were interesting, and the concept was interesting, but the writing
scary.
And the books, it was not a good book.
What I liked about it was that it wasn't like books just went out of style, and now everyone's on their computers and stuff, reading books from there. It was like, you're not allowed to read, period. You know?
For books that, like, envision our future as like a society. It wasn't one of the most realistic I've read. Like, Hunger Games, yes, I know it's fiction, but that's more realistic than Fahrenheit 451.
And we are District 13. MASH. Go Rebels!
But one I read in 11th grade is 1984 by George Orwell.
We're not 11th grade yet.
Actually, I haven't read that one.
It's actually really, really weird. Like,
it's a good conformity.
Yeah. The big brother fascism? Is watching. That's where it comes
fascism.
From.
Fascism is fun.
Actually, I just thought of something. For Fahrenheit 451, a book that relates to it is I Know Nobody Likes It, but Matched. With the idea that there's only...
Because you burn stuff. Matched Fahrenheit 451.
You need to really stop.
I'm on top of this, guys.
You need to stop.
I think your silence puns are better than the other puns.
Yeah, they are. But the idea that you only are allowed to, because there is reading in Fahrenheit 451, they do read, you know, shows, quote unquote, and they do have to read some stuff. So like in Matched, there are, you know, you only have a limited number, and anything beyond that limited number of books or poems or anything, that is when you get into the counterfeit and that the black market and all of that stuff.
So they're trying to silence the people. There you go, guys.
There's your silence pun of the day.
I'll come up with a better one. I just really felt the need to just rub it in Zio's face. But I can put a silence pun in whatever I want.
I don't know why you would need to rub that in my face. I've already accepted that fact.
It's just a very punny sort of day.
Oh, gosh. I'm going home now.
Because we're loopy.
You can't, though.
We're loopy.
Isn't that from Jimmy Neutron?
Probably. I don't know.
All right, so on to 10th grade. Let's start with Macbeth, since we already kind of mentioned it.
No, that was...
We did not even kind of mention that.
When did I kind of mentioned it.
Yeah, she kind of mentioned it.
I mentioned Shakespeare.
Right. It was actually really funny. My English teacher for 10th grade had us act out certain parts of it.
Click. Who's your teacher?
Mrs. Click.
Click. Yes,
I just met Jerry.
So it was really funny because I'm not going to mention names on the podcast, but another kid in my class ended up being Macbeth, and I was Macduff. And so he's one of the drama kids. And so he actually had me pretend to chop off his head, drag him out into the hallway, and come back in, like, him crouching, because he was far taller than I was, crouching while I was holding onto his hair to make sure, like, pretend I was holding his cut off
head. Oh, that would be fun.
Head. Oh my god, it was hilarious.
Alright, so anyway, there is obviously decapitation in Macbeth, along with prophecies, witches, daring sword fights, romance,
lots of blood and guts,
goats, romance,
and everyone
ghosts.
Dies.
The
ghosts.
Music.
Ghosts.
And finally, everyone Toast. Dies. The musical.
We're not talking about Everyone Dies the musical right now.
Okay. Then we have another play, which is The Crucible, which is an object that you can heat stuff
by
up
Arthur
to great
Miller.
Heights.
Miller.
And we're going to ban Zio from talking on this thing because she looks so excited to talk about
it. I love The Crucible, though. That's
Same
like the
here.
best play ever. And
way to push me out of the way, Pirate.
Absolutely. Sorry, and in my freshman year, we actually did this play for the school play. And I helped work that play. And so I was a techie. And so I have like the whole thing basically sort of memorized. And it's a good play.
Because it is my name, we will have silence.
Oh my gosh.
We watched the
Because
movie.
It is my name. Because I cannot have another. Because I have lied and sold myself to lies.
Zio, you're fired.
I love that part.
You have taken my soul, but you cannot have my name.
Which is
I love that.
It's yeah, that's my favorite quote.
Is it bad book. That I have that memorized?
Yes.
No, not really. You'll need it for next year.
Oh, dear.
I'm Wonderful.
Oh, that's it. A good point, though. You should memorize, like, notable quotables. In your books and stuff, because they really come in handy.
On, like, essays and stuff.
Essays, yeah. Oral commentaries, just discussions in class, impress your teacher, impress your friends. Sound, like, super smart when all you did was memorize, like, 4 words.
Except when your teacher requires you to memorize.
5 words, sorry.
Oh, I hate it when there's required stuff, and it's just like, I don't remember this. I'll remember good stuff, like, you know, is your husband a lecher? And stuff like that. But other stuff, it's just, no.
Zio, you're fired again. This is like time 3. No, let's move on because Zio is now fired.
Okay, the next book would be The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Okay, making the sign of the cross now.
Yeah, protect us. This is Mrs. Quick's, like, favorite book, so we still have to hear about it, even though we haven't read it in, like, a year.
Awful.
It's not a good book at all.
I was traumatized by that book.
In any way, shape, or form.
After we, like, reading it through was bad, but after she started discussing things, it made a lot more sense to me.
But where do you get the depth in that book? There's no depth, it's just
that. That bothers me about books in English, because we just, like, go so in-depth with them that you lose, like, the face value.
Yeah, like, when you go for Old Man in the Sea.
Because when you read it, you're like, oh, this is a great book, and then you pick it apart and you're like, nah, because I know, like, in class...
I completely agree.
For,
you need to stay silent and let Silas
speak. Which...
Zio has
I'm casting a silence chime over all of you using the witches from Macbeth. Boom. What silence pun and book reference. Take that. And anyway,
There were no witches in the Crucible.
Well, there she did.
She said Macbeth.
I was responding to Pirate.
In books that we read in English, I feel like I would have liked more of them if, not necessarily that I chose to read them, because I probably wouldn't have, but, like, if we didn't go through and just pull apart every piece.
And
but I know, like,
those things.
Some things, such as The Handmaid's Tale or The Bell Jar, it helps to analyze, like, the symbols and such, so that way you actually get this greater understanding. For example, in The Handmaid's Tale, I had to do the motif of flowers for a project, and there were so many different levels that these flowers meant in these specific parts, and it just made, like, oh my gosh, this is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so, like, I guess it's, like, sort of a balance of that. But.
For 11th grade, for me, when I took AP Language and Composition with Mrs. Zaya, that's what we did. There was only 9 of us in the class, which was great, because we had so much time for discussion. But, like, she had us read the whole thing. She didn't have us read, like, section and then talk about it, section, then talk about it, section, then talk about it, which I hate. Because then you pick apart each second, and you're like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. So we read the whole thing, and then we had a long discussion about it. And that worked, because I got to see the whole book as it is, figure out which parts I didn't understand, and then figure them out in the discussion without going too overboard in the book.
Or writing giant half-page paragraphs for, like, 20 different questions about throughout the whole book and having to do it in one night.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Which I accomplished. Yo.
Good job. All right, Zio.
IB Diploma. All right, so,
I'd be smart.
I've had a, I don't know, what is it called? A saying that I've had for, the way that English reacts to books, and that books are like a pond, and, what happens is when you read the book, you basically swim across the pond, and there's a lot of interesting things you can find, you know? You see the little fishies, and you see all that stuff, but then the English teachers take you and make you go deeper into the books and into the pond. And, you know, then you can see more interesting things. And then you go deeper, and then you go deeper. And eventually you're just dying in the mud at the bottom of the pond as they try to push you deeper and deeper and deeper, trying to find symbolism in that book or that pond. And that's always the way I've always felt about the English books.
Okay, and just a couple of other books to expect. Like we mentioned, Huck Finn.
Not going to discuss these because we don't have any time.
Yeah,
we're running.
We need to move on. Huck Finn, Hamlet, Bell Jar,
Hamlet this year.
Grapes of Wrath,
Blah.
Death of a Salesman. I'm just listening off of the board
of Mice and
books
Men.
I've seen on the board.
Of Mice and Men.
I love that.
Crime and Punishment. At least these are the books I've read this year. Crime and Punishment.
Go to the Shakespeare section. Pick random books. You'll probably read them
eventually.
Yeah. So those are books.
As I Lay Dying.
Oh yes.
Once and Future King.
Once and Future King. What else is there? Sword.
This
the Stone.
Is where you take Google and just like
Google
translate
classic
our podcast into actual language.
Yeah.
That you understand.
Yo speak a
plug
podcast,
it into
so.
Google. Press search, and don't go to Wikipedia. Go to, like, Goodreads or something.
Or Spark Notes.
Yep.
Would they have Spark Notes? Like, as a summary
thing? Yeah. Oh, they have summaries on Spark Notes. That's what Spark Notes is.
Don't use Spark Notes for class notes, because you will get graded horribly.
And Spark Notes really can't give you what's really going on
it's
in the book.
It's good for, like, an overview if you just want, like, a quick refresher before you take a test.
Yeah, then it's helpful.
How to cheat?
No, we're teaching people not to cheat, because Spark Notes doesn't actually help you if you're just doing something.
We're showing you good study strategies.
You have to actually read the book, and then you can go and use Spark Notes. And Spark Notes will show you, like, the symbolism.
Or look at the summary beforehand, then read the book, then go back and look over it again and see why it makes sense.
Yeah, I know in some chapters, maybe you don't understand it. You can go to Spark Notes to see what their take was on it to see if it helps you, like, understand yours. But don't base it off of that, because
it is people.
They can tell.
They can tell, and also, these are people, too. They are not you. They are not your teachers. Follow what your teachers say. Okay, moving on.
Okay. What we're planning to read this summer?
I thought we were doing our favorites of the year first.
Oh, we can.
Fine. Let's do the favorites of the year first.
Fabulous, you can go first.
Favorite books of the year. Are we doing school year or just overall the
just
year?
Just the school year. And just one thing to mention, Meg is going to be temporarily holding off on this part because
well,
we
I
have
just
something
have one
special
I'm going to talk about because I'm going to read it by tomorrow and I really want to talk about it. So just I'll let these guys speak
mention.
And then I'll
a
make
quick
a quick mention.
Quick mention of it.
But my favorite book of the school year, honestly, I have trouble remembering what books I've read the school year. Because I just read a lot and I get absorbed in my homework and everything, and I just like, wait, did I read this? So I think we mentioned it slightly before, but my favorite book that I can remember I've read is The Dream Thieves
by.
I was getting there. Pirate.
She'll get there, Pirate. Calm down.
No.
You can't probe silence.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
Anyway.
Carry on. My way
was. It's by.
Yes. There'll be peace when you are done.
I love that. Anyway, Maggie Stiefvater, I believe her name is?
Something like that.
And it's the second book of the Raven Cycle series, which is starts with the Raven Boys, which I believe we've talked about before.
Yes. I think so,
and
yeah.
Then it goes to the Dream Thieves, and I can't wait for the next book to come out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to say about it, because it's the second book, and I don't want to give anything away.
Just give a brief, you know, this is why I liked it.
I like it because I love the characters. Each of them are so different. And my favorite would probably be Ronan because he's like this total jerk to everyone, but he actually does have a good heart. And he's just
like
he's the one where like he treats, for example, as Blue, who is this girl who gets into the group. He treats her like not necessarily great, but when it comes down to it, he's there for her to like help her. Even though he, like, acts like he didn't help her or anything. He, like, he doesn't want things.
But are they a pairing?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
He's gay.
Oh.
I love...
That would cause a problem in that.
I don't want to sound weird, but I love characters in books who are gay. Like, House of Night, one of the guys in there is gay, and he's just absolutely adorable, and I love him so much.
But what I love about Ronan is he also has two other brothers, an older brother and a younger brother. And then his father was killed, too. So he has, like, this whole, like,
spoiler
dynamic.
Alert.
Well, you know right off. His dad died before these books were, like... Finished. Not before they were written. Before, like, the story in the books takes place. But, like, that causes, like, this tension between the brothers. And there's, like, this huge dynamic. And you get to see all sides of him. And he's just an awesome character. But I love all her characters. Like, there's an assassin... who's actually a good person and starts dating the mother of one of the guy's friends he was supposed to kill. Meg, he's telling me to hurry up.
Yeah, we're going to hear our lovely bell again, but we'll just keep going eventually.
But anyway, I love the Dream Thieves. I'd highly recommend the Raven Boys and then the Dream Thieves.
And what was your least favorite book of the year, Miss Silence?
Why don't we just do favorites? Because apparently I talk too much.
No, you don't talk,
you talk
too much.
Too
I just want to make sure these guys
you
have a chance to get their favorites
up.
In.
What was that?
That's a song. It's
Silence
one of my mother's ringtones.
Silence you. Let's move to Pirate's favorite book.
All right. My favorite book of the year was Fangirl by Rainbow Rowell, which we've already talked about extensively, so I'm just going to be quiet
now. It's such a good
book. It's a really, really good book.
No, but they might actually not have listened to our January podcast.
Okay, well,
go listen to our January podcast,
and then you'll know what we're talking about.
Because we're lazy.
I'm going to skip.
It's
go
such
back.
A good book, guys. You should read it.
It's
plus,
really
you get
good
to
book.
Hear more of us in the January podcast. Okay, Meg.
Meg is
no,
nope,
no,
nope,
no,
nope,
no.
Oh, Meg's not doing it?
Meg is going
to I thought she was going to mention it.
I'll mention it at the very end.
You can't skip
see
me. Okay, so my favorite book of the year this year was...
You're canceled. Time's out.
Excuse me. Ouch.
Be nice, Silence.
What
on,
did
Theo.
I do to you today? Okay, but my favorite book of the year was a book called Tamar, and it was a mystery novel mixed with a little bit of romance, and it took...
Actually, I have to agree with that.
She said that with such a straight face. She's like, aren't they all? Like, innocent question, stabbing at you through the silence.
I hate you guys so much.
We love you too, Zio.
I hate you. Okay.
Group hug.
No.
No, no group hugs.
But it takes place occurring in, I want to say it's 1995 and in 1945. And
so,
so it's one mystery being solved, but it's happening during World War II, and then it's happening during modern times, quote unquote.
So there's like two stories going on.
Yes, it's happening two stories at the same time, and What's happening is the girl in the modern times one is going back trying to find out about her grandparents. And there, and then in 1945, the grandparents are actually living the story that she's finding out.
Oh, that's
and so
cool.
You're
that's
calling.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. The idea is great. Everything. So
who's
you're
the author?
just moving Google on. Tamar. T-A-M-A-R. Or Tamar.
Tamar. I don't
like
know.
A-M-A-R.
Tomorrow I will Google it.
it's on the it's if you go to the if you go
I
to
love
our,
these guys they laugh at my jokes they're horrible
if you go to our website it's on there
yeah
but you
about
fall
it.
In love with the characters that are in modern times but then you sit there and you're falling in love with the characters that are back in 1945 and you're falling in love with their story and then everything happens and I laughed and I cried at that story and I honestly threw it across the room and I went on a reading protest for about a week afterwards and I wouldn't read anything else afterwards because I was yeah, that's just how the book ended. I couldn't do it. Okay, Meg, go ahead. It was a good book, though. You should read it.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Meg, you mentioned.
So I'm just going to be quick because I haven't read this book yet. Thank you to Pirate for giving this to me.
You're very
and
welcome.
You better stay silent now because I honestly do not want to hear anything about this book. The book
Crickets.
That I'm talking about is The City of Heavenly Fire. It is the last book in Cassandra Clare's series, The Mortal Instruments. It's the last one. I've been waiting for it. Be quiet, Pirate, or I'm going to...
I'm just saying it's so good. It was so good.
Okay. Spoilers.
No silence, spoilers, my young Padawan.
So, it's the final book where they finally figure out what's happening with Sebastian and Clary and Jason.
I haven't read
Simon.
The series.
I'm just naming characters. I'm not spoiling anything.
Wait, so now that we know that Simon lives then?
You just spoiled it more than I did.
Well, no, because you just said that he's in this book, so therefore we
arguably
would assume that he's...
been his memory?
Haven't read the series, didn't know
okay,
Simon
you be quiet,
apparently dead.
No,
let
I'm
talk.
Confused.
Let,
I haven't read the series
talk.
Either. I'm just
it's
naming
a good
a
book.
Random
let's
character.
Put it that way, okay? Good book.
It's a good series. Read
good
it.
Good book. Go read
good
it.
Good book, good series, good friends. That makes a good,
good
podcast.
Puns.
God, good...
there were some...
What is it? Good God, good me... What is it? What is it?
Good?
No, okay, never mind. Never mind.
I'm sorry, Theo. I will be silent. Thank you.
All right. Are we done? Anybody else have anything else to add?
Not really.
If you want to see a shipping war, go to the website.
Oh, yes.
It's
getting intense. It's getting seriously intense here. I'm just going to go post, I am Team Edward with a perfectly straight face.
That's what my uncle did.
If you do that,
there's
going to
be so kind of
problems.
Random story. My uncle came from California, and we took him out to lunch, and we're talking about, like, baseball and stuff, and all of a sudden he turns to me with a completely straight face and says, I'm Team Edward, and turns back and starts eating. I was like, what? What happened there? And I start laughing, and then the waitress comes over, and she's, like, trying to take orders, but I'm, like, falling out of my chair laughing, and my uncle's sitting there looking completely innocent. Like, he didn't do a single thing.
Oh, that's horrible. Okay.
Oh, my God, I love
it. It should be put
like
in
that.
A book.
Okay, we're
it
wrapping up now.
I'll steal it.
So this was the first June episode
of 2014. It's been pretty intense last few weeks, guys.
Oh, it's gonna be intense.
8 days. We'll see if we can do it. Only have two
and then
more
it's
left.
Regents Week.
Woo!
And
I have no Regents. Ha ha.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I get to work 8 hours a day, though.
Yeah. Have fun with that.
I get 10 at least. I work at a beach.
Wrapping up.
Okay. So, thank you for listening to our podcast. Come to our website at careadingsociety.webs.com.
And like our Facebook page, brand new, as of like 2 days ago.
I don't know the name of that, so you're going to have
to
ask her.
Just Google or Facebook search CA Reading Society. It's the same as the website, podcast, whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But it's pretty awesome.
Any?
Leave a comment. Tell
Please
us if you think
comment.
We're insane and
guys.
Need to go to asylum.
Guys.
Any
we
book
got,
suggestions?
We got a comment on our last one.
So thank you to
I think
the person who commented.
A total of
awesome.
Two comments. So yes, to the two who commented... You're awesome.
We love
those
you.
Those who didn't comment, you have a chance to reach their level of awesomeness.
And we will Leave mention you if you actually comment. We will add you to the podcast. We won't say your name if you don't want us to, but we will mention
well,
that
they
you
do
commented.
Have to supply a name to comment, so...
I know, but we didn't say the names that people commented. All right,
we are taking
now.
So long
All right,
now.
Anyway.
Let's we're... wrap up now.
Okay. Mr. Bateman's agreeing with us that we're taking too long.
Mr. Bateman is really done with us right now. All right.
We're
so,
all
well,
things.
He did have to deal with you, Theo. Oh,
shut up!
I'm pretty sure Mr. Bateman's going to fire all four
this
of us.
Not, this
okay,
is not anti-Theo
I am silence. And you will hear me when this ends.